is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, I suppose I have guests. They should be coming at 11:30. I need to schedule people to come in for 11, right? And even if it's a half an hour show, and then over at 11:30. It just seems backwards. And I thought about it, and I said, no, I don't want to rush you. Come in for 11:30. And I'm seeing that, hey, starting and stopping, you know, that ain't working well for me. So I know what to do for the next time. But the good news is always good news. There's always good news, right? The good news is, of course, I'm sure you know that Guardian Media Group is having a great summer escape giveaway. Did you know? I mean, they talk about it all day. I mean, it's on all of the Guardian Radio media platform, Guardian Media platforms, right? On the social media platforms, on the radio platforms, also in the Guardian Daily, right? And what is it about? You go win a trip for two. See, that just kept me there. You know, it's just not me going away. It's just not you going away, but it's you and a company. You and somebody else, you know, going away, including the hotel, the car, the luggage, and of course, 100, I keep on saying 100,000. If it was 100,000, they would have had to excuse me and allow my wife to compete. But it's $1,000 cash, actually. It's $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport, right? Just get a National Guardian newspaper, right? Fill out the entry form. Drop it in the entry box at the National Guardian in Oaksville. That's where I'm at. And tune in the video and follow the National Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. So we've had a number of texts from Family Island saying, man, it's hard for them to get the newspaper. You see, Erin Green has been having her competition to include more people, right? So I said, I could do that too. Today, I can try include more Family Island people to get their chance to win, right? So, I need to make it fun, though. I should make it fun. Okay, I need to ask a trivia question. Think. Okay, I belong to a Auckland Island trifecta family. Trifecta means three, right? The first person call and say which trifecta family that I belong to, I descend from, right? We'll get that free entry. Get the chance to win. The chance to win this trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. First person call, say, hey, you belong to this family. And hey, for boot, say something about the family. Whatever you know about the family. That's the first person. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But this is what I found funny. I think some international people are plotting on the Bahamas because now, as a good citizen, I am forced to choose. I don't like the pressure. I don't like the pressure of choosing whether I believe my government or these foreign credit rating people who always bad-mouthing the Bahamas, see? It's hard. I'm challenged, right? I am concerned. I can read this for you. I can read this for you because I want to find out who you believe. And no, see, also in this daily, let's see which daily this is. In the Guardian, ORG releases strategy for rebuilding public trust. I know a number of y'all just anti-government for being anti-government. You just want to complain. If the government say they can give you $1 million each, you can complain. If the government start issuing the money, you can complain, because that's the culture we have adopted recently, where there is a distrust in government. Whoever them, we ain't gonna be happy. We can grumble. Whatever the government do, we can grumble, right? But now, I am, like I said, I'm going back to the Reading Agency projects deficit. And I say, where they get that from? How they know? Say a $64 million deficit this year, Finch says, not a $223 million surplus that the government projects. See, this is where my problem come in. Because I believe the government. They don't lie to us. If Al-Qaeda say we can make a surplus, that ends that for me. Out of all of the ministers that we have that is competent, Al-Qaeda's heads that list. So when I see this Fitch, foreign people, these foreign people always want bad mood the Bahamas. When I see them trying to bad mood the Bahamas, I now start questioning their intent. What is the intent? So let me read this now, and I leave it to you. Who you believe? Who you believe, right? Says the credit rating agency Fitch Rating is projecting that while the Davis administration is broadly moving toward fiscal consolidation with declining debt, it will achieve a deficit in the current fiscal year of $64 million. And not the $223.1 million surplus forecasted in the 2026-27 budget tabled by the Minister of Finance, Michael Halkidis, in May. This budget just gone, you know. This is the current budget. So I don't know why they're questioning us when we do nothing yet. They can wait. Why so early come out there and say, no. And it's not even a close differentiation, say, okay, it's off by 10, 20. $30 million. But completely contrary, it continues. The aggregate difference between the projection is a total of $287 million. When one takes the government projected $223 million surplus and the rating agency forecasts a $64 million deficit into account. A read of the Fitch Ratings release on Tuesday also suggests that $75 million budget surplus the Davis administration projected in 2025-2026 will not be realized. The final numbers have not yet come in. When he presented the 2025-2026 budget, the communication in May 2025, Prime Minister Philip Davis, who at the time was Minister of Finance, said, for the very first time since independence, we have finally secured the achievement of a balanced budget. More than a balanced budget, a budget with a surplus. But Fitch has determined the Davis administration was overly optimistic and it projects no surplus before 2027-2028. So perhaps we'll get a balanced budget then, since we ain't getting a surplus. What is Fitch trying to say? The rating agency noted that, and we continue on A7. Noted that the Bahamas recently published annual borrowing plan, ABP, highlights ongoing consolidation efforts and on improving fiscal outlook. Gross financing needs of 1,000, that's a big number. 1,024 billion dollars, 5.5% of GDP, will be exclusively used for debt repayment, while the government aims to use the budgeted surplus of $223.1 million, 1.2% of GDP, to increase cash balances. The agency stated it added that the borrowing plan covering the fiscal year ending June 2027 fiscal 2026-2027 is based on the current budget. Borrowing needs may ultimately be marginally higher than outlined in the plan. As Fitch forecasts, the Bahamas will run a small deficit, small, of $64 million or 0.4% of GDP in fiscal 26-27, before achieving the first fiscal surplus of 0.3% in fiscal 2027-2028, Fitch Ratings said. It added, fiscal consolidation will continue, supported by strong governance despite pressure from global economic shocks. The Bahamas was recent recorded of fiscal outperformance presents upside risk to Fitch slightly more conservative projections, although full year outruns for fiscal 2025-26 are not yet available. The rating agency continued, according to our baseline, expectations see gross general government debt continuing to decline to 65.9% of GDP in fiscal 2027-2028 from the estimated 70.5% in... Man, that's good news. And one of the listening audience appreciated that we are consolidating some debts together, right? And that our percentage of that consolidation has dropped from 75.5% in the fiscal of 2025-2026, and it dropped down to 65.9%. That's almost 10%, right? It said that while this steady decline signifies significant progress in consolidation, debt levels are still high compared to the pre-Hurricane Dorian 59.8% of the GDP in 2018. The bulk of the Bahamas plan borrowing will come from domestic sources, Fitch noted. The rating agency said, as part of the medium-term debt and management strategy, the government has broad goals for the portfolio composition by fiscal 2028-2029. It is making gradual progress, see the word progress again, toward those goals, including extending the average time to maturity and decreasing exposure to foreign currency and floating rate debt. The share of foreign currency debt in total debt fell to an estimate of 45.3% compared with a target of 55.4%. However, the portfolio still includes more short-term and floating rate debt than targeted. Strong governance has underpinned recent progress on structural fiscal consolidation and supports the BB minus stable sovereign rating. High interest and debt burden relative to peers are rating constraints are improving with ongoing fiscal consolidation. And it goes on to governments and arrears. And that was an interesting read. And it's good when you just don't follow the headline, right? Basically, in short, it says that the projected surplus more likely will not happen. However, for the 2025-26 budget, but it looks like we will have a budget and a surplus, a small surplus around 2027, and that our debt ratio is declining. Right now, it's at 75%, and that'll be dropping down to about 69%. By the end of this fiscal period. And that's something to celebrate it. Even though when we are in Dorian, we're down to 59% debt to GDP. And so that's where our government is working towards. But we'll see how the government responds to that. Like I said, there's one or two points that the Fitch credit rating has mentioned on why it won't make it, but they're waiting on numbers. So that's something to watch and see what the government's response is. So the big headline that a number of people are talking about is about this murder, alleged murder. This gentleman who was shooting at the police, allegedly, right? And he's living in a gated community. So this gentleman who's accused is a resident of a gated, high-end gated community. And that he's upper middle class gentleman. And he is accused of robbing a German. He's accused of robbing a German and taking the German's Rolex watch. And the German's supposed to testify against him. So the case was upcoming. And this German who lives in the gated community is allegedly came out and targeted and unalived the person who's going to be testifying. And I posted that on my page because I always thought the killers in the Bahamas were like Nado and Cotto, them from Crooked Island Street and Broome Street and Quaker Street and the Grove, inner city people. But now we see, and it's clear, it's evident, that supposedly well-coordinated, well-managed, exposed people, socialized is what I'm looking for, they commit crimes. And before we, especially in the recent, that they had this lady who was unalived, apparently someone gone through the gated community that she lived, assaulted her, kidnapped her out of her community, took her out of a community as hostage and unalived her. And once upon a time, we had this story that once you live in a gated community, once you're from a gated community, you're relatively safe. But clearly that's not the truth, right? Crime eventually scale the high walls, right? So crime is everybody's business in terms of dealing with it. So we need all people, all the humans to come forward and say, hey, we can deal with this. So if you think you live in the gated community and you're safe, and you think that the people around you are well socialized and you don't have to worry about such things, when you read the paper, clearly that is not the case. So it's everybody's business and that we need to deal with it. We have some text there. So I believe the rating agency, this texter. Texter, why are you doubting Halkidis, texter? I believe the rating agency, Halkidis and the prime minister still have many unpaid citizens and contractors. Therefore, the surplus can't be true. I see there's a number of contractors that they haven't been paid yet. I assume that now that the budget is read, money is going to be mobilized, and those people who are in the rear are not being paid, they'll be paid soon. Okay, Cecil, I don't think these people know how to add, like Halkidis, Simon, and Brave. That's why they come in up with a different number. Nobody could add like our PM. I'm not sure if you're trying to be sarcastic, texter. It's funny though. Right? But it's funny. Say, this one says, Cecil, one whole year ago, Brave predicted a surplus for July 2026. Everyone knew that made known from then. And the government owes every government will lead to your ruin and only you. Man, I just trust the government. Our government just don't lie to us. Right? So the very idea that Halkidis came from SAC. People from SAC died. People from SAC was fairly decent and honest. And if he said we're going to have a surplus, I believe him. And I can't judge me for that. I trust Halkidis. I mean, the prime minister come from St. John's. That's a different type of people, right? But Halkidis is makes sense, right? And if you say we're going to have a budget surplus, I am going to watch and see and show and have him show himself approve, and then you'll see. Okay, we got a winner for which Family Lang I'm associated. They didn't give the whole trifecta, but I understand what they're saying. But if we, I'll add both names. Texter, you may have to text your name so we can follow the form for you, by the way. Or I'll have to call you back as we get the information. But let's go to the phone lines. Garden Radio AM, you live. Call you there.
Yes, yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Wait a minute. You really think people that are delusional or naive to think the crime only exists in ghetto or low-end areas?
Let me ask you this.
People.
But no. I'm going to ask you a question, but you ain't hearing me. You ain't hearing me. You ready?
Sorry
about that. You ready? When last has a Conky Joe person been murdered?
They really do crimes.
Say that again. Say it again loud though, so people can hear you. Go ahead. Where you going? You're in the middle of a conversation. Call me back. And the idea is, there are some people who would say, and call me back, caller. There are some people who say that crime is perpetrated by a certain set of people. And if it is perpetrated by a certain set of people, we need to deal with a certain set of people. We need to find out what are the causes of crime? What, you know, perimeters, right? I do not, I'm sure there's crime in the gated communities, But all of the crime, or the majority of the crime, let me use the correct term, the majority of the crime that being reported by the news, the periodicals, are saying they're from the inner city. You don't hear. I mean, every so often you'd have one pop up and you'd be surprised. The same thing with the Family Island. One will say that crime is basically not happening on the Family Islands. It's a Nassau thing. It's a New Providence thing. Right? And just recently, we had two sets of crime, gruesome type crime, that is being perpetrated, it's seemingly, from high-end gated communities. And I want to know if crime, violent crime, has scaled the walls of these gated communities. And is it something that police need to start targeting, and where gated community people need to be concerned? Because sometimes they just as be defensive before they drive through their gates, the gated community. And then when they reach the gates, they just leave the keys in the car, they say. In the Family Island, they just leave the keys in the car. They don't even lock their doors. So I wouldn't know who's doing the crime. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. Okay, the reason for that is, right, why crime is basically in the ghetto areas, right, because the environment plays a very intricate role in development with crime. And the mental state, and also you realize that colors also play certain colors, also play a role with crime. That's why
explain colors.
Lighter colors.
So you said if I wear light colors, like yellows and pastel colors, it will calm people down?
It actually does something to the brain. It actually calms you down, like pastel colors.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we think most gated areas, right, stay from like high tone colors, like earth tones, like very dark colors.
No, I listen.
The environment
like
and colors play a role in crime and human behavior.
When was the last recession? I think it was under the Minister's administration, and he was asking for ideas on what we can do to help the economy. And one of the things I said, man, give Leslie Miller one contract, man. Let's get some of those paint, donate some of those paint in the inner city and have the community come and paint everyone's houses, right? And we will have immediately over the hill, that whole area would have been colorful and people would have been proud and it wouldn't be as run down. I still believe pastel colors could do that.
It could do it.
Yeah.
It actually plays a role in human behavior, colors, and your environment. If you ever notice, people tend to act different around nasty environments.
Yeah. I agree with you. I definitely. And I still promote that idea. I think we need to have a over-the-hill, inner-city painting of building type concept where people are proud of the environment. And then we get some damn bougainvilla. Them bougainvilla
plants. Enjoying the show.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, Cole. And have them bougainvilla plants all over. You know that community of Mason Addition, McCullough Corner? That whole area should be pastel up. Just pastel up. Let's go to the next caller there. Garden Radio AM, you live.
Mr. Yuri, you think a pink wall could stop crime?
A painted wall? A pink wall.
A pink wall or a pink gate or a pink house.
It says it does something to the brain. It calms you down.
Okay, Mom. I need to ask you a few questions, right?
Go ahead, man.
The person who is alleged to have killed Mr. McPhee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it said that he is living in Venice Bay. You know?
Yes.
People live in Venice Bay.
Yes.
Okay? But 7 years ago, when Mr. McPhee was robbed, well, attempted robbery, who was the man who tried to rob him?
The same man who lived in Venice Bay, eh?
Uh-huh.
The same man who lived in Venice Bay.
The same man who was in custody now, right?
Yes.
Allegedly. Okay, so I think we're missing the point here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fundamental problem in this country. This person should not have been out on bail in any way, shape, or form. And the fact that two policemen on duty caught him in the act. No, I think, you know, we need to be more appalled at what's going on, because I think we can't reduce this discussion to who is living in the gay community or what role paint plays in crime deterrence. We got a much deeper issue, Mr. Nuri.
I think it's comprehensive. And I think that we need to attack crime.
It's more than comprehensive. I mean, 81, I mean, like, a Bahamian citizen gets robbed 7 years ago. And the trial for this is coming up, was supposed to be next month. And the perpetrator is caught. The same guy who he was supposed to testify against is caught. I think you need to set a different tone for your show, Mr. Nuri.
I disagree. That's my point. Hold on. My point is, we need attack, and that's why I think you made a mistake, because you don't understand what comprehensive is, which means all inclusive everything. We need to attack crime comprehensively. And you say it's more than comprehensive, which means total. How can it be more than total? Yeah, see, that's contradictory in terms of the word meaning. And I let you slide with it because I said more like
you're in the pre-.
But my point is, when you're attacking crime, clearly we need to analyze it comprehensively of different avenues and able to solve it. And then you say you disagree with that.
Every attack, right?
Okay. Against crime.
Something that is called the point of a spear. Every attack must be pointed, must be sharp. Comprehensive means all-inclusive, right? But then the issue of what we're focusing on must be inserted in front of the comprehensive, because comprehensive is a very large picture, you know.
And this is where I would disagree with you again. In self-defense, you use the entire body, and also you use push. You don't have to attack forward. You can attack by being defensive and moving.
But that's if you know self-defense.
And we haven't concerned.
No, I have trained and practiced in that stuff, right? And
yes. If
you want to defend yourself, you defend yourself with a fist, right?
No, you defend it by moving. And see, this is where we disagree in terms of attacking crime, in terms of self-defense, in terms of even attacking in general. You have a specific viewpoint of it. And I'm saying that in order to be defensive, there are a number of ways you can employ instead of being aggressive.
But how long are we going to be on the defense?
And back and forth, defense can be progressive and defensive at the same time.
No, see.
Reflective.
No. Defense must change into offense if you are to protect yourself.
And as we know with yin and yang, it goes both ways. And that's where the word comprehensive is. And as you know, someone decide to punch you, you don't have to block the punch. You can have his weight pull back and the person fall down and you just being defensive and you are, in that sense, but through that, become offensive. But that's if you know self-defense.
But if somebody tries to attack you, right?
I just give an example of attack, yes.
And you get out of the way, right?
Yes, and they fall down.
And you fall down.
They fall down.
So now you can run, right?
You don't have to run. They're on the ground.
No. You could run after he hit the ground.
You now have options.
Yes.
And the goal of defending the Bahamas is to have options. And that's what comprehensive is. I hope that helped, because we're going to rail wrong about to come to the sea mantle. But I hope it helped.
No, I'm just reading what's in the papers, buddy.
And I'm saying that's why I read the story. We need a comprehensive plan in order to deal with crime. Yes.
No, well, I just think you're trying to water it down, Mr. Newell.
No, I just saying we need a comprehensive.
The
commissioner of police would say we need a comprehensive plan. All the police officers say we need a comprehensive plan. The priests would say we need a comprehensive plan. Everybody besides you would say we need a comprehensive plan. But I appreciate you, though. It's odd. I mean, that's general. But anyway, we have guests. Our guests are finally here. I believe we need a comprehensive plan that every Bahamian citizen is participating in order to avoid crime, order to defend himself against crime, in order to be offensive and defensive at the same time. It needs everybody to be participating. Now, I'm going to read this text. It says, You need to step back, Mr. Nuri. The person who is alleged to have killed Mr. McAfee is the same who was scheduled to be tried for robbing him seven years ago. And that's what I said. That's the whole point of the show, that the person lives in a gated community, right? That's the whole point of the show. I'm not sure of what you're saying there, Texan. Anyway, let's quickly take a break so we can bring our guests in, and I'll conclude with these texts. Call up soon as I come back and deal with you, and then we go back to our guests. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll have a day. Have a great day. We're going to be right back.
Bulla boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a... You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Jing at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Can you see me? I might be bruised, frequently absent, depressed, and even distracted. Can you see me? I might be branded with tattoos, over-sexualized, and controlled by a person that is older than me. Can you see me? I might always have a bodyguard, fearful, and never have access to my identification card. Can you see me? I might always sound scripted or rehearsed, and I wrote this verse so that you would be able to see me. If you think someone is a victim of trafficking in persons, call Police Emergency Contact at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328-8477. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
Hey, Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbell Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Yeah. We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game. Keep you winning. Percy Pentagon. Dream big. We will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game. We got you. Percy Pentagon. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it is 11:45, and when it's 11:45, it's all Percy's Island Game. And of course, I'm going to say, if you're a game player, Percy has their Percy's Pension Plan and they're accepting applications. Of course, all you got to do is deposit $25. Now, you deposit your $25 and you're officially in the running for their weekly salaries up to $1,000 a week for the full year. That's 52 weeks, $1,000 for the 52 weeks. You deposit your $25 and you you're part of that applications to have a chance to win. Application closes on September 8th. You apply now via theislandgame.com. 225 years. 225 years next year. St. Matthew's Church will be celebrating 225 years. That big building on Shirley Street, Church Street right there, has been in existence. I think it is the oldest edifice church in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. There's no other church edifice older than that. And they start celebrating this year leading, because next year is 225, mm-hmm. But this year, 224, the Anglican Church Men Church Group. How do you pronounce it properly?
The Anglican Church Men of St. Matthew's.
Okay. They starting early.
We fresh out of the game.
They fresh out of the game. They starting early.
On Sunday past, we were blessed to have the bishop, our Lord Bishop, who blessed our steeple that made it. Yep. And so we would have celebrated 224 years. St. Matthew's ACM is fresh out of the gate, and we want to have a fundraiser. Our fundraiser is slated for this coming Friday. This coming Friday at 7 a.m. We're having a raffle and Golden Oldies Dance.
Oh, I like Golden Oldies Dance.
And we have the number one DJ in the Bahamas. His name is Gary Super Johnson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's a local celebrity, and he's known for hosting a lot of these Golden Oldies Dance. And we saw it fitting to bring him on board and for us to have just an evening of fun and celebration.
So is this Friday coming?
This Friday.
What time does it start, though?
It starts, doors open at 7:30. We begin promptly at 8 p.m.
Any food?
Food.
Okay. Food. You know, see, food. My conversations change different. Anytime you have an event, I ask for any food. And now that's Pat Francis there. Now let's go in details of what all is happening on Friday.
Okay, Friday, and you heard Greg mention the Anglican Church Men. Well, I'm representing the Anglican Church Women. And the two organizations are partnering that evening. Yes, they are going to be the focal point, but we are also coming on stream with the food. It's not free. It's a small donation, and you're going to get the old chicken in the bag.
Chicken in the bag. I like home fritters.
Soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And an evening of fun, getting to meet new people, meeting and reacquainting with the older persons. It's one of these events that we know people from yesteryear love. Anytime you hear one of these are being put on, you can be guaranteed it will be supported. St. Matthew's with our programs. As Greg said, we celebrated our 224 years on Sunday past, which was July the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, we began 1802. And, you know, even back then, there was what you call the vestry. They decided we wanted this church and we wanted the steeple. The steeple was a mark in the community that signified order, because it rang, the chimes were played on the hour. So you could hear our chimes all around New Providence on the hour. And so when it went into disrepair, we were really hamstrung to find somebody or some company to repair it.
Brave enough.
Brave enough to go up there.
That
because
high.
You can see that steeple from any point on Shirley Street. If you go on to Paradise Island, you could see it. They're actually coming in the harbor. You're able to see it once you break the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we pride ourselves on having that functional. And so over the last year, we were able to find a company who were expert enough to go up there and repair it. And that is why the 225th anniversary this year was so special, because the bishop was able to come in during our dedication service and bless it.
So the steeple and the music and thing works now?
Now, I haven't heard the chimes yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and I am going to find out if they are operational.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to bring it back or restore it to its former glory.
How is important?
So, you know, I most believe it's working, you know. But, you know, as time changes, you know, I've been made to understand that there were some complaints, you know, persons making complaints about the noise that it can happen during the late evenings. As a result, it was kind of turned off, and it, like I said, it fell into a state of disrepair. But I am more than certain that it still is operational.
Yeah. Nice. By way of information, too, remember we are not only on Shirley Street and Church Street, but we extended St. Matthew's properties extended to the west, where the convent where the nuns lived, and then the house in the yard, which was the rectory.
Mm-hmm.
And so early, meaning years, it wasn't so offensive to have the chimes going every hour, because obviously around there was not that populated.
It was a church community.
Yeah, and so, but as we modernized, it became a bit much for people who may have resided close by, and you're bringing up a family, so you're coming home with a baby and the chimes are going. It could have, I'm sure, been a bit disruptive.
These things could be put on a timer now, so that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
So, what is this fundraiser for that you're planning for Friday?
You know, having bragging rights about being 225 years old, it comes with its maintenance challenges. And everything has to go through the antiquities and department. Mm-hmm. And we have decided to put on this fundraiser to assist with some of the ongoing projects. In St. Matthew's.
Projects like what? I just want to know what's happening.
For instance, there is a tamarind tree that's well over 100 years old in the front of our yard. Mm. And that is the basis of a major termite infestation. And we need to have that tree brought down. And we have already committed to doing that on the third week of August. We've already gotten permission to have those streets blocked off. I already have a contractor who's coming in, and he's going to be able to fell that tree for us. And that, like I said, that is the basis of the termite problem that you see in the surrounding neighborhood. And once we can get rid of that, that'll be the beginning of the beautification process that you'll see taking place over the course of the next 12 months.
Nice. Yeah. I'm still, go ahead.
Well, our profits or whatever we benefit from the event that we're having, because we're the Anglican Church Women, our programs are a bit more intentional in terms of hitting target groups. Mm-hmm. So we provide assistance with the social outreach program, where they provide a space for our elderly every day. And so we have donations and we do things together with them. We also support the youth in church. Many times when they're having their events like closeouts or camps or that sort of thing, we would donate. And then other areas in the church where we may see the need, we support.
Mm-hmm.
We also have something called a prayer and praise, which is something that we have a group, all of us, the whole church is invited to come out to Montague. And that will happen on August Monday morning, 6 a.m.
Oh, nice.
August Monday. And we pray for the country. We pray for the church. We pray for the community. And you will be surprised at the number of persons who participate in that event. And because it was so successful last year, they're doing it again. We, as Greg said, the ACM and the ACW are the first out of the gate to provide a program that will focus on our journey to 225. And so many of the programs that we are going to do this year will be highlighted as a part of
the celebration,
the anniversary celebrations. There will be some new ones injected,
mm-hmm,
because we want to make it, you know, memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a steering committee,
mm-hmm,
who are at this, as we speak, are together recognizing and in injecting programs, new areas to look at, involving other people, just so we could have a successful year.
Nice. I have a phone call here, so let me engage a phone call. Mm-hmm. So let me see how this. Go ahead, call us. Guy and Rahim.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, to you and guests from St. Matthews. Now, there's a discrepancy with the churches. St. Matthews and Cathedral, one is the oldest in New Providence, and one is the oldest in the city. Now, the city only can be called a city if it has a cathedral. So Cathedral is oldest in Nassau. St. Matthews is oldest in New Providence. Church and Shirley Street. I was born in 84, 1951, baptized in St. Matthews, June 1951. I moved over to St. George's when they came, and St. George's became the sister church. Mr. Nuri, you don't know nothing about the Anglican church. I am an Anglican. I knelt on the altar of St. George's for over 19, 20 years, on my knees, in my red and white cassock. My family is from St. Matthews. My grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, all of them. And my mother was St. Matthews, but she used to teach over at Sacred Heart Catholic Church at the age of 16.
You there? Well, that's someone we need to invite for this Golden Oldies, yeah, right? Because he has history.
I could have almost bet
that
he would have been the voice caller.
Yeah.
But I'm an avid listener.
Yes, good.
In the early 1700s, the entire island of New Providence worshipped in one place. That place was Christ Church.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a small wooden building.
Mm-hmm.
And as the inhabitants grew, they moved the worship area to the east. And that was when St. Matthew's was consecrated.
And it was moved because it was more densely populated in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we enjoy the bragging rights that we do today.
The foundation was laid in 1800. And on April 8th, 1802, an act was passed making the Eastern District of New Providence the parish of St. Matthew's. The church was opened for divine worship on July 18th, 1882. 1802,
I love that you all know your history of the church and that you're proud enough to say it out loud and make sure everybody's aware of it.
You have to understand the difference. Yes, the cathedral is recognized. It is a cathedral because it was in the city and it was the home church of royalty.
Mm-hmm.
St. Matthew's, because I think there was a a hurricane or something that may have destroyed what was considered the cathedral at the time. But the oldest standing edifice, and edifice is the key word here, 1802.
That's some years. That's 225 years. It'll be 225 years next year.
Yes. Yeah.
July 1802.
And the only church that can come close to that will be our neighbors to the east, Ebenezer Methodist Church.
That's an old church too?
223 yes. years, I think.
Nice. Yeah. But let's give some more details about what's happening on Friday. To remind people, I assume that the whole Anglican family is invited, and then by extension, the whole New Providence is invited.
Of course.
To come.
And what I'd really like to say, too, is that when we talk about the church in the diocese, we're talking about all Anglicans in this Bahamas.
Mm.
Not just one, not just the cathedral, not just St. Matthew's. Because a lot of the churches were born out of different churches. Out of St. Matthew's came St. Margaret's and St. George's.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about celebrating our 225, we're talking about them, those two churches in our district.
Mm-hmm.
As you know. So we don't want to be self-serving. We are inviting all those who are in our archdeaconry to be a part of this. It's not just St. Matthew's. It's the whole archdeaconry.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Anglican communion are invited. Bishop had said the other day, if you're an Anglican, you are part of the diocese. You don't have to be invited to do anything in the diocese. You come because you're part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, it's St. Matthew's Anglican Church men. It's presenting a Golden Oldies dance party and raffle. It's slated for this coming Friday, the 24th of July, at St. Matthew's Parish Hall. And like I say, our guest DJ will be DJ Gary Super Johnson. Entry, admission is
$20. $20 at the door.
$20 at the door.
Mm-hmm. Do I buy tickets in advance, or I just come with my money, my $20 at the door?
Just come with your money in hand.
Okay. Good.
Money in hand costs no fight.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for the tickets, at least for the food, because I know St. Matthew's are known for the Kung Fritters. Do I buy tickets for that, or how do that work?
Yes, you do. You will speak with one of the ladies who will be at this at that particular stand.
Who cooking the fritters, Pat?
I think.
I can't.
Look how you go. I won't know because I eat Kung Fritters. I come from Kung Fritters.
We usually have my cousin, Dorica Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she is the one, but she is always a part of.
She cooks good Kung Fritters.
She is a Kung Fritter queen.
And who doing the chicken in the back?
See, you asking me these.
I want the food. I come in there for the food, and you need to give me details for the food.
And guess what?
The ACW.
The ACW women are
yes.
for all the food.
Yes.
They
yes.
are cookers.
Yes.
I
cookers.
Say
cookers.
Cookers.
I am doing what I do best. Yes. Yes. I promote.
I come in there to eat. I ain't coming there to dance, no. I come in there to eat. I'm going to sit in the corner and get my Kung Fritters, and I can get the chicken in the bag. I just will make sure.
It's going to be palatable.
Okay. Good. ACM is good for libation still?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, God is good.
Definitely.
God is
definitely.
Good.
God is good. We have spirited ones, and then yes. we have non-alcoholic ones.
Yes.
But
yes.
listen,
we not only save the spiritual side, yes. but we also have
I appreciate you, Greg.
Yeah.
I just let me say out loud.
So,
I appreciate you and the men's group.
Yeah.
And you, need to be there because I'm putting you on the spot right now for that Cat Island dance that you do.
Oh yeah, I can do Rick and Scream. I can do some Rick and Scream. Yeah, I can do Rick and Scream. Yes.
So that funny shirt that you what you call that shirt that you wear?
Daishiki.
Daishiki.
I can bring Daishiki.
The Daishiki.
I can bring it. That's in Matt. She was having a big event on Friday coming up. It's starting at 6 o'clock, right?
Seven
p.m. Seven, yeah. It's $20 at the door. They're going to have some Kung Fritters, chicken in the bag, and some libations and drinks when you come there.
Yes.
They want all the entire diocese to come.
And one last thing. Mm. If you have something that is probably a tire that is probably from the 70s or the 80s,
oh,
you're welcome.
To dress up.
You're welcome to dress up because we have prizes for those places.
Oh, you already mentioned the prize.
The best dress.
Yes, the best dress. I can bring my afro.
Yes.
I can bring my afro and my daishiki.
Yes.
And I can get some.
And your platform shoes as well.
Oh, gosh. This sounds like it'd be fun.
With the goldfish inside.
Yeah, I know the goldfish. But I have my outfit. So expect me to be there on Friday, 7 p.m.
And you can bring the family. You can bring the family.
I can bring the family. My $20 at the door. Yes. I can bring enough to buy the comforters and my chicken in the bag. Yes. I should sit in the corner there and just watch everyone else dance. But I can be dressed up.
And you are going to dance.
I'm going to dance there. I mean, the wife like dance. I at least have to dance once with her.
She's a dancing queen.
Yeah, she like dance
all night.
Oh, God.
I've seen it.
You don't know.
All night.
It's me tired.
Yeah, but she's, I love dancing. I see me dancing by herself as well.
Yeah. I tell her, go dance. Just give me food and I sit in the corner. Yeah. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Greg. Thank you very much, Pat. See you at Friday. 7 o'clock.
Yes.
St. Matthew's.
Sharp.
At the hall.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
No budget for vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.